incapacitated by poison before being shot. Emergency teams have been trying to reach drivers stranded by a snowstorm in Colorado's eastern plains. The storm also forced about 60 students to spend the night in their school east of Colorado Springs, while hazardous road conditions prompted the closure of a highway that leads to the school. Interstate 70 was closed overnight from Aurora to the Kansas line, but it has been reopened. Authorities in central Switzerland say the suspected shooter was one of three people killed today when shots rang out at a wood processing company. Another seven people were wounded, some of them seriously. Witnesses tell a local newspaper that the shooter opened fire this morning in the company canteen. There's no word on if the shooter was an employee. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories, many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Supreme Court is wrestling with the fate of a section of a landmark civil rights law that has helped millions of Americans exercise their right to vote. In an argument at the court Wednesday, liberal and conservative justices engaged in a sometimes tense back and forth over whether there was an ongoing need in 2013 for a key provision of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The measure requires states with a history of discrimination, mainly in the Deep South, to get approval before making changes in the way elections are held. Chief Justice John Roberts asked the government's top Supreme Court lawyer whether the Obama administration think Southerners, quote, are more racist than citizens in the North. The answer from Solicitor General Donald Varelli was no. Meantime, the Supreme Court will soon decide whether police can take your DNA if you're arrested. Here's correspondent Carlotta Bradley.
Police already swab those who've been convicted. The issue now is, should it be allowed if a person's only been arrested and not necessarily guilty of anything? Opponents say police should get a warrant, calling it an invasion of genetic privacy. Prosecutors say it's a minimal intrusion that could help solve old cases. Justices seem conflicted. One asked, if fingerprints can be taken, why not DNA collected? Others who seem concerned about a slippery slope asked, why not collect DNA when someone goes in for a driver's license or during a traffic stop? A decision is expected later this year.
IKEA says it's now pulling from the market its wiener sausages in parts of Europe because they've been found to contain horse meat. Earlier this week, the Swedish home furnishings giant pulled its Swedish meatballs from stores across Europe and a handful in Asia and the Caribbean. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states.
We own a steel mill in Cleveland, shipping in Texas, oil refineries in Seattle, and a factory in Chicago that makes miniature models of factories.
Building the perfect portfolio.
$100 billion.
Through the art and science of investing.
I want to know right now, and I want to know it quick. How the hell are you supposed to deal with this?
Science!
This is the Gabriel Wisdom Show.
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
And now, here's everyone's favorite capitalist, Gabriel Wisdom.
It's Financial Wisdom weekdays, coast to coast here on the radio affiliates of the Business Talk Radio Network. And for those of you getting out of the car, unable to hear the radio, there is a podcast at businesstalkradio.net. Or you can get the archives, the podcasts, all the fun, free stuff at my website. Go to GabrielWisdom.com. We also want you to get your free subscription to the newsletter companion to Financial Wisdom, which gives you the methods and formulas that have been refined over some 200 years and used by many of the world's greatest, most successful investors. You should learn these things for yourself. Become an educated, independent, unemotional investor. Get the free newsletter. And it includes stocks and other, sometimes real estate, baseball cards, whatever, that meets the deep discount criteria of a fallen angel. What's fallen but should be rising? Find out, get the Fallen Angels Report and more at my website. Go to GabrielWisdom.com. Coming up later in the show, Apple, IBM, and Hewlett-Packard are the three largest companies in the computer industry. 20 years ago, IBM was a fallen angel. It was on the point of collapse and dismemberment with HP riding high with an innovative string of new products. Now the roles have been reversed. Is Hewlett-Packard down but not out? Well, Ernest Von Simpson, who's been an insider with these companies for many, many years and a technology leader throughout Europe, Japan, and the United States, he'll join us on the half hour here at Financial Wisdom. Michael Bush is currently the CEO and chairman of, I think it's called Kypo, K-Y-P-O, which is a firm that's engaged in providing turnkey social media marketing programs to independently owned pharmacies and other locally owned businesses. He's the author of a book called Be the Boss. Michael Bush has been a very successful entrepreneur in the retail pharmacy area. He founded a public company that may be familiar to you called Medicine Shop International. This was an international franchiser of over 1,000 retail pharmacies. In 1995, Medicine Shop, as I mentioned, a public company, was sold to Cardinal Health, the 19th largest company in the United States. The transaction was valued at approximately $360 million. And Michael Bush is with us right now. The book's called Be the Boss. Michael, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Gabe. Thank you for having me.
So you didn't retire to spend some quality time with your money.
Well, you know, I moved to Pinehurst, North Carolina in 2005 after selling a second company to Cardinal Health, a technology company that we developed. And I moved down here to kind of retire and play golf and so forth. And about a year and a half ago, I came out of retirement to start a whole new business. And, of course, since I've written a book and published a book.
Well, congratulations. It's fantastic. I love the title because it's one that you can remember without trying. Be the Boss. What's the book about?
Well, the book is really a compilation of a lot of my experiences, but it's primarily how to start a new business, how to buy an existing business, and how to purchase a franchise.
When you say the book is about how to start a business, have you found that most people get it wrong?
Well, I do believe so. I believe that I myself, in many experiences, learned a great deal, and had I had a book like this, I might have saved myself a lot of time and money. Yes, I believe that many people, and especially people today, who are being laid off from major corporations or are tired of knowing that they're not going to be able to grow, students coming out of college who don't find the kind of jobs they'd like to have. The 21st century is such that it's not the same. No longer are people going to work for companies for a lifetime, build a career, grow, and retire with a big pension. It's just not going to happen anymore.
Michael Bush is with us. His new book is called Be the Boss, How to Buy a Business, how to Start a Business, how to Buy a Franchise. Be the Boss, Michael Bush, on the Gabriel Wisdom Showgram of the Business Talk Radio Network. What were the differences between your successful ventures and those that provided a very expensive education?
For me, I would tell you that in almost every case, and I think every case, the vision I had was right on. It was targeted. Sometimes the vision was a little early stage, but I fortunately had the ability to be able to create a vision and envision what the outcome would be. Where I got education was sometimes a lack of execution. And it's one thing to have a vision, but you better know how to execute.
Well, let's go back to one of your early big successes, Medicine Shop International. I remember it as a public company. It was, from time to time, it was a pretty hot stock, and then was acquired by Cardinal Health in 1995?
Is that 1995.
How did you come up with the idea? What was the basic business? Because, after all, pharmacy was a mature industry.
Well, it was interesting. The idea originated from a company in Texas, Houston, Texas, called Medic Pharmacy. I was told about Medic, and I called the owner of that store. He actually had five stores, and I convinced him to let me fly down and look at his operation, giving him the guarantee that there would be no way that I would open any stores in the Houston area within a 10-year period. Mm-hmm. And I went down and I looked at his operation, and it was very unique. It was based upon filling prescriptions for certain quantities. And so that he trained a pharmacist to answer the telephone when a doctor would call and prescribe a prescription for, let's say, 30 Librium 10 milligram.
Hmm.
And he would say to the doctor, "I'm sorry, doctor, we only fill these in quantities of 50s and 100s. and the doctor would flinch, but the pharmacist would go right on and say, "However, our prices are considerably lower than the average in the marketplace."
Yeah, that's like an early Costco model.
Well, kind of. And so I came back all excited. I opened one in the town of Belleville, Illinois. I was a resident of St. Louis, a native of St. Louis, actually. And I opened one in Belleville, Illinois, about 40 miles outside of St. Louis. And I specifically opened it in that town because it was a very conservative Dutch community. And if you could win them over, you could win over anybody as a customer.
I see.
So we opened the first one, and then subsequently I raised capital from several investors, and we began to open a chain of them, and then in 1971 we sold our first franchise.
Very interesting. Wow. And then you went, as it grew, then you went public. I imagine you used the money from the public sale to expand the business?
Well, that's right. The money primarily was to help finance pharmacists into owning medicine shops.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that time, the stock market was doing very well, and medicine shop was selling at 26 times earnings.
Yeah, I remember
that. So, you know, the price Cardinal paid was based on the multiple.
It's a thing of beauty,
yes.
Capitalism.
I don't think it works like that anymore today.
Well, no, this is the new normal.
Right.
The new normal, but we'll get back to the old normal. We always do. Michael Bush is with us, Medicine Shop International founder, a serial entrepreneur, and the author of a book on how to do it for yourself. It's called Be the Boss. Be the Boss. TakeCharge.com. is the website. Be the Boss, Michael Bush, here on the Gabriel Wisdom Show. Michael, it's a fascinating story. Very quickly, are franchises generally a good deal, or should the buyer beware?
Well, I think franchising is a very unique concept. I do not believe that successful franchisors are really looking for what I would term, and quote, the entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. So somebody who follows instructions, who wants to be part of a team and own the store, so to speak. Yeah, that's the idea. I'm looking forward to reading the book, Be the Boss, Michael Bush. Michael, thanks so much. All the best to you. And I will be following your adventures. Stay here. Financial Wisdom continues.
Gabriel Wisdom.
OT. $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through March 25th, save up to 30% on your favorite casino hotels, including Las Vegas. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where
Walmart
is a craft. Where
low prices are on Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals and Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal. Like your play Greek yogurt.
Back in the saddle again.
At Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track this year. Backed by AdMatch.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad on identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed it talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
You can be money-wise, you can be otherwise. You can be money-wise, you can be otherwise.
You can't handle the truth.
The Gabriel Wisdom Show.
Financial Wisdom, weekdays, right here on the radio, your favorite radio station, where, you know, wherever you happen to go, it should be coming out of the sky, but if you have to get out of the car, remember, today's broadcast is also a podcast. You can click and hear whatever you miss at businesstalkradio.net or get the archives, the podcasts, and the fun free stuff at my website. Go to GabrielWisdom.com, get the free newsletter companion, get the free reports, get, you know, learn how to increase your pile of filthy lucre. It's all there. at my website. And we keep adding to it with the idea that, you know, the secret to successful investing is there are no secrets. You need to learn these methods and formulas for yourself. Become an educated, unemotional, independent, pro working for you. Learn all about it there. Go to GabrielWisdom.com. Hey, there's a new book called Fresh Passion. Get a brand or die a generic. It's called Get a Brand or Die a Generic. Because if you don't stand for something, then you're just one of the many. And Michael Brown says, he's the author, that if people want to help you make it happen, and when you don't have to go it alone. In building your brand, you should identify and recruit people who will help you make it happen. How do you do it? It's in the book, Fresh Passion. Michael Brown is here. Michael Brown is a sought-after speaker, management expert, and author, and he joins us now from his secret location somewhere in the United States. Michael, are you there?
Thank you, Gabriel. Too much of a secret today. I'm actually just landed in Houston, so not too big of a secret.
Oh,
thank you for having me.
Okay, well, you know what? We're only going to have you for about 10 minutes, so you'll have a chance to go to the next secret location before everybody finds you. So the book is called Fresh Passion, Get a Brand or Die a Generic. Is it really that black and white, usually?
It really is, you know, Gabriel, and I call it the economic tsunami that we're in. Companies and organizations aren't willing to invest in generics because the return on their investment is either not known or anemic. So with their limited amount of dollars, they want to go after people who are branded with a proven track record of delivering.
Okay. So how do the connection is pretty funky. You're on one of those free phones you get for extending your subscription to Sports Illustrated, right? So, come on, own up to it. It sounds terrible. I just don't want anybody listening to the radio thinking it's the signal. But very, very quickly, how do you get a brand? Do you come up with a catchy name? How do you do it?
It's not so much about a catchy name, Gabriel. It's about really who are you? Where's your passion? What skills and capabilities do you have that can deliver? So one, identifying your target audience or your target company who you're going after. What are their pains, their needs, their wants, and their desires, and what skills do you have that can help them deliver? So that's the foundation of developing your brand there.
Okay, so what is your brand, Michael?
My brand is about delivering fresh results through and with people. It's saying, okay, you have a problem here. How can you deliver results in a fresh and a competitive way? Not just in any kind of way, but in a fresh and competitive way.
Okay. Well, that's pretty interesting. We're going to have to set you free because this connection is so bad. I understand you're on the road, and in Houston, but you're cutting in and out there, Michael, so hopefully we'll have you back, unless you can get to a landline. The book is called Fresh Passion, Get a Brand or Die a Generic, Michael D. Brown. Boy, he got me all choked up there. It's kind of exciting. I'm sorry that we had to cut it short, but the... His phone was cutting in and out. Hey, one of the concepts that I've written about in my book from Wiley, Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels, is getting paid while you wait. And I got this concept from John Bogle, the founder of the Vanguard Funds. His organization had conducted research looking back to the role that dividends played in the stock market from 1926 to present day. And here's what they found. 50 to 75% of the annual returns in the stock market were attributable to dividends and dividend growth. You know, most of the great companies raise their dividends every year and have for many years. The real dividend aristocrats, as Standard & Poor's likes to refer to them, have raised the dividend that they pay to shareholders every year for at least 25 years. And they continue to. But let's go back to John Bogle's research, which I write about in the book, looks at a theoretical investment of $10,000 in the Standard & Poor's 500 or the predecessor at its inception in 1926, all dividends reinvested, that would have grown to about $33 million. Just letting the dividends reinvest. 10,000 grew to 33 million with dividends. If the dividends had not been reinvested, the original $10,000 invested in 1926, that would have grown to about 1.2 million. Then an absolutely amazing gap of $32 million. In other words, over the past 80 years or so, reinvested dividend income produced approximately 95% of the compound return. That's remarkable. You can learn more about it in my book. Just go to Amazon and get it. And if you speak Chinese, it's in Chinese too. Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels, by Gabriel Wisdom. Michael Brown is back. He's the author of Fresh Passion, Get a Brand or Die a Generic. Michael, you found a landline, I hope.
Thank you, Gabriel. There's actually one left in this country, so we found one landline that is left in the world.
And you probably had to, you know, try to find a quarter, exact change. Can you? Does a quarter even work anymore to make a call? I don't know. Hey, okay, so let's go back to your concept, Fresh Passion, Get a Brand or Die. You solicit friends and associates to help you get the brand. How do you do that?
So one of the things about getting ahead is building a powerful network. But if you're generic, it's impossible for the folks that you're networking to say, who am I vouching for? Who am I going to be an ambassador of? So it's very important that you're clear as to, John, here's my brand. This is what I'm about. I'm about someone who can deliver results. I'm about someone who can sell. This is how I want you to be an ambassador for or represent me. But if you're generic and you're all over the board, the persons in your network can't effectively connect you with the right sources.
Hmm. So your associates, your friends, you ask them to be sort of a promoter
exactly. Of
your brand, okay. And your brand is you stand for something. They know what it is. It's easy to describe it, you know, in that during that 15-second elevator pitch, and they go out and they tell your story.
Absolutely.
That's pretty smart. Fresh Passion, that'd give it to you if you had a lot of friends and associates who are helping you build your brand. Is it that easy?
If you connect back to your passion, a lot of us have kind of, Gabriel, manufactured our passion. We're not doing the jobs we like. We're not doing what's in our core skill set. So that's hampering our success because we're not connected to our true passion.
Ah, so there it is. The book's called Fresh Passion, Get a Brand or Die a Generic, Michael D. Brown. Michael, thanks so much. All the best to you. Stay with us. This is good. Coming up.
The Gabriel Wisdom Show.
This is your RTT Business News Update. I'm Larry Horst. Stocks starting out the day modestly higher, and they continue to recover from Monday's pullback. The Dow Jones currently up 101 points, the NASDAQ gaining 31, and the S&P is up 13. Pending home sales in the U.S. are at their highest level since 2010. U.S. durable good orders fall over 5% in January. In earnings news, discount store Dollar Tree sees a good fourth quarter. Another retailer Target also topping estimates. More news right after this.
In the biotech sector, fortunes can turn on a single event. FDA approvals or clinical trial results can suddenly turn a startup into a real player. And the opportunity for big investing profits can pass in an instant. RTT News can help navigate the tricky terrain of biotech investing. RTT monitors hundreds of companies and market-moving events. We then alert our users to the opportunities with the most promise. To learn more, go to rttnews.com/biotech. That's rttnews.com/biotech.
The month of January saw pending home sales jump more than expected. According to the National Association of Realtors, pending home sales index rose 4.5% to 105.9. That is up from 101.3 in December. A Commerce Department report out today says the news is not so good for the sale of U.S. durable goods. Orders fell over 5%, partly due to a weak demand for aircraft and the volatile transportation sector. In earnings news, a number of retailers out with reports today. Off-price retailer TJX says profits are up 26% from this time last year, reflecting improved growth and margins. The company also provided 2013 guidance below Wall Street views. America's second biggest retail chain, Target, says its fourth quarter results topped Wall Street expectations, although profits declined 2% from last year. The retail giant's full 2013 year outlook was above Wall Street views. Another discounter, Dollar Tree, says profits there are up 22%. Both revenue and earnings beat Wall Street expectations. This is RTT News.
163, am I right?
Impressive.
That's what we do, Rob. And the answer to your question is yes.
Pardon?
Yes, we'll check your suspension for you, no problem.
And you'll also look
at... Definitely, that and the brakes.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends March 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325.
This is your brain. This is your brain on stocks. That's why he's here. The Gabriel Wisdom Show.
Financial Wisdom, weekdays, here on your favorite radio stations. And then, well, after the broadcast, there's the podcast, which you can catch if you happen to miss something that you want to hear more about. Just go to businesstalkradio.net or get the archives and the podcasts and all the free hopefully valuable stuff at my website. Go to GabrielWisdom.com, GabrielWisdom.com. Apple, IBM, Hewlett-Packard, these have all at one time or another fallen to price levels that suggested they might be on the point of collapse or dismemberment, I should say. Apple, IBM, and Hewlett-Packard have made and lost great fortunes for investors over the years, depending on what side of the trade they were on. And in hindsight, it looked like a no-brainer. These are the three largest companies in the computer industry, by the way. 20 years ago, IBM was a fallen angel. It was on the point of collapse. It was on the point of dismemberment. And HP was riding high 20 years ago with an innovative string of new products. Today, their situations are dramatically reversed. So what explains the difference? And why, as Apple resisted close contact with the enterprise market, even while its fortunes among consumers weaken? What's going on? Well, Ernest Von Simpson is with us. Ernest Von Simpson has the answers with a detailed look at innovation from multiple perspectives. An AT industry research veteran, he's worked alongside giants such as Michael Dell, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Scott McNeely. Mr. Von Simon has been an astute observer of the IT sector and generally accurate projector of future business trends and company successes and failures over his 30-plus years in information technology. Ernest Von Simpson. Ernest, thanks for being here, sir.
You're welcome. You call me Ernie.
Ernie, so why is it that IBM 20 years ago was down and many people said they are out, they're antiquated, they're a dinosaur, and Hewlett-Packard was riding high. Now 20 years later, the roles have been reversed. Why?
Well, I mean, they're interesting mirror images of each other to some extent. So 20 years ago, IBM was kind of stuck in a rut of mainframe computing and a lot of defensiveness about everything else. Along came, and the situation is exactly as you described it, along came a new CEO after a board of directors rebellion named Lou Gerstner, who basically did incredibly the right things on almost all accounts. So he got out, he kept the mainframe business, but gradually started a transition out of hardware into software and services. He managed to keep most of the best executives they had at IBM and recognize those that weren't so good. And he managed to motivate and the entire company so that they were really going on all cylinders for the next several years and beyond that. Mm-hmm. And then his successor followed that, Sam Palmisano, by doing two smart things. I'll just mention two because they fit into the HP picture. One is he was selling his PC division just as Carly Fiorina over at HP was splitting her board by insisting on buying Compaq. And secondly, he was buying PwC, a consulting company, for roughly one-fifth the price that HP had been offered the same company several years earlier. So you have on the IBM side a very good record of innovation, a smart acquisition strategy and divestiture strategy, and good leadership throughout. And we can go on about that, but that's in a nutshell.
Isn't that interesting? Is a nutshell the proper receptacle? I mean, are these people kind of crazy? I mean, when you think about Carly Fiorina buying Compaq, it was the most, in hindsight, which is always clear, you know, it was the biggest boondoggle, biggest mistake. It cost them dearly, did it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, today, if you look at their numbers, the PC part of the business is operating at only about a 6% profit margin. That's terrible, and it's about half of what they make everywhere else. Moreover, it's so dominant, and it's such a big piece of it. It's like 30% of the business last year that it kind of grinds down everything else. So you're absolutely right in your characterization.
Ernest Von Simpson is with us. Ernest Von Simpson is an information technology industry research veteran. He's worked alongside the giants of the business in a 30-plus year IT career. He is senior partner of Ostriker Von Simpson, a consultancy which assists the largest worldwide enterprises in the selection and the deployment of advanced technologies. He joins us right now from somewhere
New York.
New York. I heard of it. Pretty sure I've heard of that.
All right.
Ernie Von Simpson here on the Gabriel Wisdom Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. So here we are, Gerstner. I remember him, the turnaround artist at IBM. He took them from the point of collapse and dismemberment to become a very successful turnaround, and the stock continues to reach new highs. And Hewlett-Packard had reversed fortunes over a 20-year time frame. Under the direction of new management, how's Hewlett-Packard look now? So far this year, the stock's done pretty well.
Yeah, I think everybody's looking for a bounce. And, you know, I've now heard or met Meg Whitman about two or three times, and I'm very impressed with her. My concern for Hewlett-Packard is they've had 15 years of basically, I wouldn't say mismanagement, but certainly management left them ill-prepared for the industry-wide revolution that's going on right now. And by that I mean from PCs to tablets and from on-premise computers to clouds, basically. They really botched that. And it's partially because they spent very little money on R&D, and partially because the acquisitions, like the Compact acquisition, but also I would argue the EDS acquisition, and of course everybody's sick to death of hearing about the Autonomy acquisition, but those acquisitions just aren't positive, and they have not helped the company. And so here we are in a period of huge change in the IT sector, and every time those changes occur, and they occur, you know, with sickening frequency, the companies that are well prepared survive it, and most companies don't. So here we are again, and I wish Meg every success. And I, you know, obviously, she's a very smart person with a lot of experience in turnarounds. Maybe that's part of the reason that the stock is going up, or maybe it's just people don't think it can go down any further. But in any case, you know, it's a tough road that she's got.
I think they've come out with a new tablet that might provide some competition for Apple.
It might, but I have to see it and hear more about it. So
right,
far,
of course.
Kind of
okay, Ernie, let's go over to Apple now. Apple, you know, was the story of the last 10 years. It's been a real millionaire maker,
yeah.
In some cases a billionaire maker.
Yeah.
Why has Apple resisted close contact with the enterprise market? And at the same time, what's the future hold for Apple, in your view?
Well, on the first question, I was a director of something called the Research Board, which was an IT think tank serving the CIOs of very large companies, sort of Fortune 200 companies. And we had a meeting just about the time that the Mac came out, and Steve got it into his head that he should bring a Mac for every single one of the CIOs attending this conference and bring people to show them how to use it. So you have to imagine all these CIOs were sitting there at their Mac, and they had some smart person behind them telling them exactly what to do with it.
Mm.
And it was dazzling, and it was
wow.
Certainly some expense. He then let them take the Macs home, but not one sale came of it. Not one single CIO bought a Mac. They were all afraid to buy anything but IBM.
Hmm.
And Steve never forgot them. I mean, every time he'd meet with them again, and he did with our group at the time, you know, he would tell them, you know, you guys have never bought anything from us, and you never will, and I'm not selling to you, and I'm not spending, you know, one nanosecond of time thinking about it, about you.
Hmm.
Well, now that's become a kind of cultural part of Apple, and I think there are people who, especially with the iPad, bought thousands of iPads but never could get, you know, the kind of customer support that you'd get from anybody else that was in that sector. So on the latter point, on the second point, it's really tough to say. I mean, I think that everybody remembers Steve as the genius designer, at least, of the iPod and the iPhone and then the iPad. And every one of those things was kind of a game changer. But what they don't talk about enough is how he also revolutionized the sector. So he got people to pay for music when they were all, you know, pirating music at the time. He got them to pay for newspapers on the iPad.
Oh, yeah. No, he was clearly the genius behind Apple.
And
he's gone. And I want to ask you, if you're comfortable, since you know these people, about Michael Dell's latest strategy. Are you comfortable talking about that? Ernest Von Simpson is here on Financial Wisdom.
The Gabriel Wisdom Show. Wisdom.com.
Immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you.
Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through March 25th, save up to 30% on your favorite casino hotels, including Las Vegas. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Baa, baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome! A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Investing is not rocket science.
It's harder and more complicated.
Rocket science involves the laws of physics.
Managing money involves psychotic, lemming-like human behavior.
This is Financial Wisdom with Gabriel Wisdom.
Financial Wisdom on the radio, and then after that, there's the podcast at businesstalkradio.net or at my website, gabrielwisdom.com. Ernest Von Simpson is with us. Mr. Von Simpson was the co-founder and senior partner of the Research Board. He's been featured recently in the Wall Street Journal, Yahoo News, Forbes, the Atlantic Online, and his articles have been published by Harvard Business Review, The Atlantic, Fortune, and Computer World. He is a 30-year information technology veteran who has worked alongside the giants of the industry, including Michael Dell, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Scott McNeely, and Tahuti Banzai. Did you know Tahuti?
I very well, yeah. He was no buddy of mine, yeah.
He was a great guy. No,
he used
I love
to go
him.
Fishing, yeah.
Great guy. But Michael Dell, this guy has been in the news lately because he's taking the company private at, it's more of a take under than it is a take over. A lot of shareholders aren't so pleased with what he and the bankers are doing. They're buying back the whole company at a big discount to its old price, and some say big discount to its enterprise value. But let's face it, they're in a difficult business. What do you say?
Well, I agree. First of all, I agree with everything you just said, but you also have to realize that this is very much the same situation that we just talked about at HP, which is that the company which invested almost nothing on R&D as part of its long-term strategy. And then as the wave of change started to heat up recently, they made a whole slew of smaller but nonetheless kind of questionable acquisitions, I would argue, that I don't think helped them much. So where is Michael? Michael, when I wrote a book 20 years ago called The Limits of 10 years ago, The Limits of Strategy. And in that book, Michael was one of my heroes. He was one of the five people I considered the star walkers who were revolutionizing the IT sector.
Hmm.
What's happened since is, without the R&D that we just talked about, he was left blindsided by the change from PCs to tablets, and by the change from basically servers to clouds. And he really has, I mean, even though that his PCs were often the things that powered the clouds, he didn't really establish a credible enough position in them himself.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of left him kind of without R&D, without good acquisitions. That's kind of left him like a man in a rowboat any oars, just as the wave comes over.
He's a hardware vendor,
yeah,
basically, at a time when it's just a different kind of game. By the way, Ernest Von Simpson's book is called The Limits of Strategy, Lessons in Leadership from the Computer Industry, in its second edition. The Limits of Strategy, I wanted to mention that is the title of your book, Ernie.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so Michael Dell, now he takes the company private, and they'll do whatever they do. And nobody's happy except for maybe him.
I think the suspicion by people, I'm not sure it's valid, is that he knows something nobody else knows.
Yep.
And if that's true, well, then this is a terrible affront to the shareholders. But if equally likely it's, you know, his ego thinking he can just pull it out by, you know, sheer determination and talent, which he has, then I think, you know, I can see why he's doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Bill Gates, you've spent some time with the great Bill Gates, and I don't think there's anyone on planet Earth who wouldn't say he is the great Bill Gates. What's he like?
He's very, you know, as you'd expect. I mean, he's very, I mean, all of these people are very smart. I mean, that's the first thing you start with. And probably they're way smarter than I am in most cases, or in all cases, and they have huge amount of energy. Bill Gates is totally determined constantly, and or was at least, and I'm sure is now, is that he's doing his charitable things. Mm-hmm. He was always determined to win. And he had with Steve Ballmer, they were one of the most remarkable pairs of executives perhaps the industry has seen.
Yeah.
And they just drove to win constantly.
But now Steve Ballmer continues in the role of CEO at Microsoft.
Yep.
Microsoft languishes. They've made one terrible misstep after another on the acquisition front. The company continues to be a money machine, but it hasn't rewarded shareholders.
Yeah, I think that's all true. I mean, I think that, once again, this is a very unforgiving industry. And the moment that you start ending up with a pretty good, you know, a very good PC operating system, and then you try to crank forward, it's tough. Now, I would say we went up and talked to them about Windows 8 just as before it was coming out. I was very impressed, but using it, it's just so darn hard to use, I found, that, you know, people are postponing purchases of it. So I think in the long run, they may be in better shape or look to be in better shape. I mean, don't take that as a stock tip, because this is really talking cultural things right now.
Yeah.
But I give them high marks, at least for investing in the right things and for trying to move forward.
Ernest Von Simpson is with us. His very successful book is called The Limits of Strategy, Lessons in Leadership from the Computer Industry. He spent 5 years interviewing CEOs and key executives of every major computer company in the U.S., Europe, and Japan in multiple sessions. And there you have the book, The Limits of Strategy, Lessons in Leadership from the Computer Industry, Ernest Von Simpson, here on the Gabriel Wisdom Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. Ernie, why do those companies that we refer to as the great ones, at least they're great when they're hot, and why do they so often fail within a short period of time after their initial success? And you know who I'm talking about, Groupon. I mean, the list is long.
I think the consumer sector stuff, you know, and Groupon certainly one, and there are, you know, a lot of others. I think they were all part of a bubble to me. I mean, not to say they won't eventually succeed, but to say that I think they were very much overvalued in the first place, and that's sort of obvious in hindsight, because nobody really recognized the fickleness of consumers. I mean, you think they would. I mean, these were all smart people.
Yeah.
But then when the consumer tried it and didn't so much like it and left, everybody got, you know, oh, my gosh, well, my golly, what do I do now? Different in the enterprise sector. Enterprise sector has a lot, this is the business sector, has a lot more stickiness to it. So companies tend to wait, you know, last a lot longer in that sector.
Yeah,
it's still unforgiving. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
No, but once you've got Apple or you have Microsoft or you're using Dell, you're stuck. You're invested. Ernest Von Simpson, the book is called The Limits of Strategy, Lessons in Leadership from the Computer Industry. Ernie, thanks so much. All the best to you. Thanks to our other guests. Want to also thank our producer, Chris. Until next time, this is Gabriel Wisdom for the Business Talk Radio Network.
Wisdom.com.
Not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Pope Benedict has made his public goodbye. The Pope addressed tens of thousands of people in and around St. Peter's Square today in his final general audience before stepping down tomorrow. The Pope told the crowd he has had moments of joy and light, but also moments that haven't been easy. Chuck Hagel is now on the job at the Pentagon after delays for a variety of reasons.
Morning.
A smiling Hagel arrived here at the Pentagon several weeks and 40 minutes later than planned after being stuck in traffic this morning following a brutal confirmation process. He was quickly sworn in as the new defense secretary in a private ceremony, but gets no honeymoon. Hagel takes office just 2 days before the Pentagon faces massive spending cuts, with little hope remaining for a deal before then. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
Attention! Are you spending over $100 a month for your prescription medications? Are your prescription medication costs too high? Can't afford to refill your medications? Well, we've got great news. You are now eligible to get your medications through GetYourMedicationFree.com at little or no cost to you. Call 800-771-2138 or go to GetYourMedicationFree.com right now. One of our members, William, reduced his prescription fees from over $9,000 a year to just $180 a year. And Linda was paying over $750 a month. But now she gets her medications free. Even if you have no insurance, you can get your medications free or at very little cost. And if you do have insurance, you can maximize your current health plan benefits. And if you call right now, we'll include our wellness panel, a $500 value free. Call 800-